This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. This story is part of our episode, Making Changes Stick, and it's about a woman who changed her life in a drastic way. A move across the country, a new profession, 100% different lifestyle, all in an attempt to cope with the specter of a very serious illness. But in some ways, her escape brought her face to face with what's ahead. Erin Jones has more.
Huntington's disease robs physical independence and your ability to think. And the destruction to the brain and body is achingly slow. The disorder does its damage over 10, even 25 years. There's no cure, and it's fatal.
You could very well die of something else first, get hit by a bus, which always fascinates me that all the neurologists I've talked to say that is the happiest thing. Like, you know, well, don't rely too much on these test results. You could get hit by a bus. And they sound so happy when they say that, which I've never understood.
That's a woman we're calling Lucy. Lucy isn't her real name. She wants to protect her identity because she's afraid it might hurt her chances of getting health insurance if people find out about the genetic disorder that runs in her family. The illness breaks down nerve cells in the brain and can cost thousands of dollars to care for.
My grandmother would fall all the time. You know, she'd fall on curbs and she'd fall in the bathroom and it was getting worse and worse, and she, you know, just looked real beat up a fair amount of the time. My grandmother's mother had died very young, and other people in the family had these similar things going on. And in the 90s, they figured out what it was, but it just wasn't something that we talked about as a family.
When Lucy learned about the Huntington's in her family, she looked on YouTube and found videos of people living with advanced disease. Their bodies were nearly taken over by constant, involuntary movements called chorea, as in choreography. The movements were endless and eerie. Other people had wild emotional swings and tremendous difficulty holding a conversation. Many were emaciated and bedridden. Lucy decided to get tested. Her dad also has the Huntington's gene. That meant she had a 50-50 chance of having it too.
I need to know now because it's something that's in every cell. I mean, I couldn't look at my hands or I couldn't look at, you know, my skin and not think, well, you know, that cell knows. And if I knew how to read it right, then I would know too.
After meeting with a neurologist and a genetic counselor, she had to get approval from a psychologist before getting blood drawn. That step is a precaution because there's a spike in suicide risk for people who find out they have the Huntington's gene, which means they'll definitely get the illness, they just don't know when. And then, after all that, it took 10 weeks for Lucy to find out the verdict.
And so my best friend flew out, and we went and got the results, and I did have it. I did have the gene. And the doctor said something. He said something about getting hit by a bus. He said something about we don't have any treatments, but I hear blueberries are good for the brain, and you know, dark chocolate, antioxidants. I'm like, this is what I'm hearing from a neurologist is what you'd get from, you know, like your great aunt forwarding you online. Eat lots of blueberries. Eat dark chocolate. That'll save your brain. When the neurologist told me, I was actually relieved. Like the knot in my stomach totally disappeared, and that was like for a half second. That was a wonderful feeling because I wasn't waiting anymore. I knew.
But soon Lucy realized that now she had to wait for something else, symptoms to appear. She was only 23. So over the next 8 years, Lucy finished law school. She got a job at a big law firm, paid off her student loans, and then everything changed when she went on vacation to Alaska.
I fell in love with the place immediately. It's, I'd say, almost impossible not to. Snow-capped mountains and beautiful lakes and streams and the ridiculous wildlife everywhere.
In Alaska, she felt strong and adventurous. So she moved there to become a glacier guide. She decided this was a better way to spend her able life. One day, she went mountaineering with a group of other guides. They set up base camp on Mount Bona at 10,000 feet. After a few days there, the group continued on to the next camp at about 12,000 feet. The scenery was icy and beautiful. But then?
The next day, going up to high camp at 14,500 feet was when altitude sickness really started. You know, we were making our way up. I was, like, it was kind of out of my head a little bit, and I can't do a good job of describing what it would be like to have Huntington's in terms when your mind starts going. It's something I've thought a lot about and will continue to think a lot about, you know, how it impacts your mind and your ability to think on things and whether it's still your mind, really, and as it goes through these changes. And theoretically, I can handle the idea of losing my balance, of losing my muscle control, of not being able to take care of myself physically. But the idea of losing myself mentally is terrifying. And, you know, as I got higher and higher with the altitude sickness, it was just this weird, fuzzy brain space where I couldn't make decisions and I couldn't focus long enough. Like, I knew I needed to do something and I knew I needed to eat, but I couldn't make that decision to eat and I couldn't force myself to drink.
So Lucy stayed at high camp as the others made the final trek to the summit.
And I was like, oh, so I've come to Alaska only to, you know, to get away from Huntington's and get away from thinking about it. And now I have given myself a preview of what it looks like to be in a brain that can't think the way that I'm used to being able to think. And that part was, I was terrified. I have no intentions of going over 14,000 feet ever again, however wonderful the adventure was. Moving to Alaska and pushing myself in those directions, it was a way to assert something about myself that wasn't Huntington's.
This story was produced by Erin Jones. She did a longer version of it for the podcast Human Nature. Lucy is still symptom-free 9.5 years after her diagnosis, and she wants to do lots of things while she is able. Adventuring in Alaska was one. Now she's left Alaska to pursue another dream, a master's degree in creative writing.